The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Till she find a tree, struggle up on a busted knee, tuck away her queen-size contress. Who did her wrong? She did not know, but somebody started laughing, so Mary starts swinging left and right. Mary just one gal, that's true, but she big enough to be a zoo, and it's a sin what she would do in a barroom fight. You better run, Corporal Turner, run, run, run. Send for the man of war, tell them bring their gun. People used to say Jack Turner don't play, he break your head for fun. But when big town woman catch a fire, even the devil run. Mary figured she was wrong, so when Turner say, come along, she marched like a soldier to the jail. But when she see inside that cell, her blood boil up, her pressure swell. Mary went down hell on...
Good year, Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 14th of January, 2026. And you're on the clock with air on the side of caution green. See, I was Gabi Baintown Woman Green this morning when it took me about 40 minutes to complete a journey that's normally only 15 minutes, right? I plan it out. I'm strategic in that way. When I get in my car, I know where I'm going. I know the route that I'm taking. I've determined that route based on the time of day and traffic patterns at that time of day. Right? I am prepared. When people say, oh, you can be prepared and give yourself an hour extra on the road to get where you want to go. You see, here's what the problem is. In this small island developing state economy, nobody has an extra hour of time just to negotiate or navigate traffic. See, on Monday night, there was a national address. Again, I'm still not sure exactly what the national address was. It was not a New Year's address. It was not a State of the Nation address. It wasn't even a State of the Economy address. It was more like an economic outlook or spotlight in advance of the economic outlook or spotlight event that's about to take place, right? They will import everything into our governance except the Constitution. But put that aside. Right? It was not a national address. However, I tell you what, you know what was an what is an economic spotlight, an economic outlook? That traffic on the road this morning. That, my friends, is your economic snapshot for the year 2026. Let's just talk about it briefly before we move on to our daily dose of positive, because we got a daily dose of positive. All right, so apparently, today is the opening of the legal year. Now, I imagine you have to be connected to the courts to know that. I did not see a notice in yesterday's paper, mind you. I have other jobs I have to do, like cutting down banana trees and chasing raccoons out the bush. I just want to say, God bless. I hear the raccoons back. I'm glad for them. Not so much for my dilly, but I'm glad for them. Right? So, we had the opening of the legal year this morning. There were no notices that I saw in the media yesterday. There were no detour signs. There were no indicators to motorists that your normal route will be overburdened with cars because of the closure of particular roads. I didn't see police officers moving through traffic on bicycles and motorcycles, reminding people of why there's a backlog ahead and encouraging people to detour, take an alternate route to their destination. None of it. Like nothing. See, this is particularly troubling to me because I thought I was going to come here today and say, was that a roadblock? Did the police say, hold my ear, let me double down on this unnecessary use of police manpower conducting road checks for the Ministry of Transport, looking for license and insurance, as opposed to moving continuously through flowing traffic and giving warnings or tickets to people who are breaching the Traffic Act, not stopping at the stop sign, phone in their hand, no seatbelt, no turn signal, right? Somebody told me that a police officer told them that you don't have to use your turn signal, you know, in every situation. And I just want to say, don't believe that. Do not believe that. It does not matter that 95% of traffic officers do not enforce that offense. It is still an offense. See, but let's get back to this morning. Anybody who had an important meeting, who had a timeline to meet, would not have been able to make it. Whether it's a delivery to the boat, to the port, to the mailboats, right? Whether you're taking medications to the hospital for surgeries, whether you're delivering documents to the courts for legal procedures, right? And then why are there so many large vehicles on the road at this time of the day? Why have we not legislated that they are required to be moved in the early hours of the morning and parked on the site where they will be used until work begins? And then they are moved again in the early hours of the morning, the wee hours of the night, back to their original location. You see, nobody could have an economy in this country. That's why I'm glad the Prime Minister didn't give me any tasks, any instructions in that address. For what? How can I help you build this economy when I don't know how long it will take me to complete a task on the road? I don't know if the traffic lights will be working at various intersections. Like, is the traffic light still down at Shirley Street and Market Street on the opening of the legal year? This is when the old people say, they ain't got no shame, you know. They know, but they don't. We know you have no shame because you're still wearing them wigs. We know that. See, you know what I didn't hear in the national address? I didn't hear any declarations of sovereignty in a moment of global, what's the word I want to use? When you uncertainty, right, over the political regime. As our neighbor to the north declares that he's prepared to annex everything in the Western Hemisphere. And if he hasn't called your name yet, guess what? That means you already annex. You know when Grammy call in the children and you don't hear your name and you think you safe? And then your big cousin have to look at you and say that's because she already know you was involved. She expect you to come when all of us are called. Right? Like that. Right? Let's prep the caller. But this morning, what you see on the roads, that's your economic snapshot for 2026. And trust me, people, you're going to figure out. You have to figure out as individual family units, as individual community units. You have to figure out how you're going to shore up your economy. You guys start there. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good morning, boy. Me and you in the beach yet for the year.
You see that? Happy New Year. And guess what? The raccoons back. I heard them last night.
I didn't get knocked down one last night, though.
No, man. What happened? No lights in the road?
No, they didn't know how to walk across the road.
This is a new batch. I'm telling you, this is a new breed. This is a new batch. They're not road sensitive yet.
The question, right?
Yes.
You know if Inland Revenue would have people business license done in a proper time frame this year? Because for the last 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got my business license, I think, sometime in June, which means that I can import anything within needing my business license for about 6 months.
Hold on, wait.
Which means that I was dependent on my PC.
I got you.
To live on. I
got a quick question. Hold on. Although the certificates are not available, right, for a vendor to have in hand, you telling me that the agency does not issue the vendor with a document to be used by importers for the purpose of continuing the business, given that the business license has already been received?
Okay, no, see, they actually did that rape, but the problem is the ports in the U.S. don't be into that.
They want the proper documentation.
The proper documentation. That's the problem there.
I got you. See, with as impressive as this Davis administration has performed so far, their two biggest issues are, right, causing and compelling the individuals they're responsible for to discipline themselves, to govern themselves, and moderate their behavior vis-a-vis the video the other day, and the abuse of its own policies. You said that the government set the timeline. And everybody's economic calendar is based on that timeline, and they can't meet their own timeline? Thank you, caller. Let's go to the next caller quickly. Y'all don't forget, I got the daily dose of positive. I got to give it to you. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there? I'm sorry, we lost you. Good morning, caller.
Hi, good morning, Eric.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing good. I almost thought you say the Ministry of France just now when you say Ministry of Transport. so you mean that we have to stick together as a nation?
Yeah.
Okay, we have to stop bastardizing and castigating and victimizing of the Haitians? Because we're getting cut off and we're getting pooled into one. They see us as one union, one face.
Well, I tell you what, you notice that's always been the case, right? The descendants of enslaved Africans, the African diaspora, these people don't care about nationality. They're Bahamian and they're Haitian. Don't mix it. They don't care about that.
So I was about to say, we have a short-term memory, even, you know, during the silly season, but a couple of years ago, I think when that guy was president, we was an asshole country. I think we forget about that because, like you said, he may have not called our name, but we was fooled in it.
Yeah.
Because he was calling the neighbors and he was... So now he has his factions behind him, supporting him, so he get a little bit bolder now the names could be called.
Mm-hmm.
So what you think we got to do, Aaron? What are we going to do?
First things first, learn how to... Yeah, man. First things first, learn how to identify and plan food. And that's always the first thing. That's always the first thing. You have to learn how to identify and plan food. And when I say food, right, it's food to nourish the body. So we're talking about the things that give us the proteins, the nutrients, also the things that give us the medicine, also the things that build our mind. All of it is food. And we first and foremost have to be prepared to build, right, to grow our own food. It's not sexy. It's not attractive. You can look, you can say, you don't do no TikTok dance when you're doing this. I mean, you could do TikTok dance when you revolutionary farming.
Noble activity on the planet.
They'd be doing it all the time. But the point is, you got to get to the basics. The country that we always emulating and say we want to be like. Let's go to the phone line. Let's see what this caller is saying. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. You talk about the president in the North being the prime minister of the Bahamas, right?
I mean, the aspirations.
Right.
Yeah.
So the reason why he ain't saying he run the Bahamas is that, you know, they made...
He already run it?
Already doing everything he wanted them to do, like giving away all our islands and then PPPs at our islands.
Mm-hmm. You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cruise ships and everything else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, we already, you know what I mean? Good fellas for him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and then when you talk about the cost of living and, you know, the reduction in VAT, man, you know, it's all about customs duties. Why are we still doing customs duties?
VAT was supposed to replace that. Mm-hmm. That is supposed to replace it. All of these conversations, I just think about like our family relations. You know, when the child goes to the mummy and asks to do something, and the mummy says, go ask your daddy, right? And when the child asks the daddy says to the child, what's your mummy say I'm supposed to do?
Ms. Grant, you school in the UK, right?
For only a minute.
Right, so you should know that a journalist should know, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the world should know that, especially ones who call themselves Westminster government, right?
Yeah.
That in the UK, people making $250 or £250 don't pay taxes Don't pay the run-of-the-mill taxes like NIB and income tax.
But there's a lower limit.
They don't pay under $12,000. I mean $12,000. You know what they don't pay.
But cousin, you know what our problem is? You have to know the Westminster system to understand how it's been bastardized. And that's where we are right now. We don't know enough. The average person doesn't know enough about the system, the systems that govern their lives, to be able to critique it effectively. That's the root of our problem. Right? These guys could tell you anything. They don't know. Lots of them don't know. It takes years and years of engagement and interaction. I only know what I know because of yes, minister and yes, prime minister. I don't understand why we stop watching the classics. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Marina. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Not bad. I want to call to express my concerns about some construction, but I don't know, not really construction, but the work that is being done in Coral Harbor, the main thoroughfare of Coral Harbor.
Now, when you say main thoroughfare, is it...
the road, the main road.
It's been...
Coral Harbor Boulevard, the one that leads to the Fenforth Bay.
I got you. Now, just a quick question. Is the work taking place, like, right on the roadside, or are we talking about things that are happening on properties that are situated on that road?
Okay, I'm talking about on the roadside. What I don't understand is that it seems that they're digging some holes that has a lot of water in it, and it's not too far from the road. It's not, you know, causes a lot of water in the holes that they're digging. I don't know the reason why they're doing it, but it appears that either when it's high tide, that water will overspill from the holes.
Okay.
And onto the road, and if that doesn't happen, when it rains, and if it really have a good call of rain, the water will eventually come onto the road. Now, it seems like they're digging this for quarry, for the fill.
I got you. Okay.
But the truck is being told in the fill from that area. I wonder if the new MP could come on and explain what is going on that road, because we don't want a total disaster to happen in our neighborhood.
Okay, so, hold on, don't go.
Go ahead.
The vehicles that you observed, they are private vehicles? They're not Ministry of Works vehicles?
No, they're those Escalade.
So it's heavy equipment.
It's heavy equipment.
And there are no plates, there are no white and black plates on them for the MV plates for large construction equipment and large vehicles. No plates, no identifiers.
Nothing that I can identify as the government.
I got you. It seems like a private activity.
Pardon me?
No, I was going to say, thank you for sharing it on the airways. I will recommend that you can contact Ministry of Public Works. You can contact the constituency office. You should also contact the Department of Environmental Planning and Protection. Right? I would...
Yes.
Like, if somebody is attempting to determine who is at the root of this, who's paying for this to be done, whether they have the proper permits. And even if they have the proper permits, are they carrying out or conducting the exercise properly, right? Are the proper safety hazards put in place? I haven't been on Coral Harbor Road in a minute, but it's dark in the night. It's dark and it's dangerous in the night, right? Are there signs? Are there reflectors?
I invite you and any listeners to take a drive on that road.
And come check it out.
Even if the new MP, or they're saying they're trying to fix that for the flooding, it doesn't make much sense with the volume of water that I see in those holes. I mean, if we have a good fall of rain right now, that's going to be more to those holes, and the water's going to come into the main road.
I got you.
So
no.
What are they doing?
Absolutely.
I really would like to know if they come in there to try to destroy Coral Harbor as we know it. I don't know what I think the new MP may have an idea of what is going on. I don't know.
Well,
maybe he's listening to this conversation and can explain what is going on there.
I have you. Now, when you
the guy who was, I can stop right now, Green. I saw a guy who was directing traffic or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't speak English. He told me, I was asking him if what was going on there, but he said he don't speak English.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have a problem, man. He seems like he's Spanish.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on, but they ain't coming in Carl Abbott and mess that up.
I got you. Thank you very much for raising that issue. There's so many things you touch on right away. Has there been any community notice, whether it's a government initiative or a private sector initiative? Has there been community notice? And what's the timeline for the exercise? And what are the measures that are going to be put in place to mitigate, right? Flooding of the road, deterioration of the space that they're excavating from completion of the process, right? How does the flood water affect the road? How is that sitting water affecting the substrate under the surface of the asphalt of the road? And exactly where is it located? Are we on the hook? Like, we've already turned right to go towards the base. Are we coming down the main road from the roundabout where they have that access way on the right where people could ride bicycles and jog and exercise safely? Yeah. Are the holes right there?
And that's where the mess up was, Miss Green.
Okay, I got you.
I recall Mr. Hopkinson, and he was trying to do something about the situation, but what happened is whatever he did when he put that little road there for, I guess, people who jog and bicycle, that created a bowl, and that's what started the cause of flooding in
Yeah.
I've been in that area long enough to know when these things started.
Yeah, I see it.
You know, it was like it wasn't no planning. And this is what's going on now. I'm wondering if the ministry did any planning. Oh, certainly they didn't let the people of Coral Harbor know what they were doing.
And, there should have been an environmental impact assessment for a project of that nature as well, that people could have sat in on and weighed in their objections and concerns. Thank you, caller. We can continue. I see again more calls on the line, but I've made a note, and I'm going to try and highlight it again with the steps that people can take to get at least to get answers, to figure out what's happening. Thank you, caller. Let's go to the next caller, producer.
Probably the guy on that, right?
Yeah, okay.
What they're doing is, I look at it, right, because I pass it basically every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
I assume it's supposed to be a man-made pond. You know, man-made ponds was actually designed a stormwater retention.
Right, to hold flood water.
Right.
Or excess water,
I assume that's what they trying to do. How I look at it and I observe it,
mm-hmm.
I'm driving back and forth. But you know what they say, but assumptions. Assumptions is the mother of all.
Yeah. Listen, we need a Guardian Radio. We need an evening community show where people just call in and raise concerns like this, and other community members could call in and share that. Also, I'd like to be the host of that.
I see why he is concerned about it, but like I said, when I drive past it continuously, right?
Yeah.
That's what I assume what they're trying to do.
Yeah, I got you.
That's what man-made ponds are actually designed for, in theory.
All right. Let's go to this next caller. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Aaron.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, I was listening to you earlier. I just want to touch on a point that you raised. You know, you said that they don't know themselves. When you mean they, who are you referring to?
The novice and neophyte politicians, the newbies, the people who have no legal experience, basically.
I would agree with you, you know, 1,000% on that one. But then you have to blame us, you know. We calling for young people. We don't look for anyone. We don't look for persons who possess the aptitude and the attitude, meaning who is fit and ready. We look at age. We say we want young people. Yes, the vice president of the Christian Council, you said you want persons under 40 or under 40. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Because you're under 40, you're ready to run a country? That don't work like that. You know, we need to look at, basically, at persons who have a clear understanding of governance. And in no time, you're going to put people into the highest elected office in the land to learn.
I don't. And then they put them all on. They put them in the Senate as if they could learn the job in the Senate to come
exactly.
down to the lower house. When
you know, when the Senate, if you follow the Westminster system, is for more experienced persons.
Seasoned, yes.
You know, but I don't know what we are doing. And then you know, put persons. Influential persons are fueling this thing, I guess, talking about age. Age means nothing.
Yeah.
Whether it has nothing to do whether you can think critically on your feet, whether you possess the competence to get the work done. And then another thing, Aaron, the gentleman, I was listening to him as he talked, mm-hmm. but that isn't the MP's job to look at these things, man. you need to have local government or municipal government or that sort of thing. They come to you asking you for your vote to bring legislation, policies, and programs. All of these other things that they're doing, we appreciate it, but that ain't really their job.
Yeah.
And what I find out so interesting, Aaron, I don't drive much in the night, but I had the opportunity to do a lot of driving around the island in the night.
It's dark.
During the festive season.
Yeah.
I just said, find out how many lights are dysfunctional.
It's dark. Yes.
I wonder why, I've been trying to figure out why we have so much accidents, especially in the night.
Hold on. And I figured out a part of the reason why. In my constituency, St. Anne's, and I'm on the northern side, you know, where they say the bougie people are, it costs $1,000. It costs our constituency office $1,000 per pole to replace lights when they go out. And I asked them now, when you go write BPL and ask them for the money, because we know particularly in my little cul-de-sac, that we have an electrical installation, like an electrical infrastructure issue. And so our lights tend to blow far more regularly than other communities. But it's $1,000 per pole to replace the light.
That is nothing in this rich country, you know. But for whatever reason, they don't want to do it. Then another thing, to add some other towns,
They wanted to try
something to him. They want to go to Poopbeck or try. But, you know, Aaron, Three Queens is gone. The Shoal, the Reef, those authentic Bahamian restaurants, they're all gone. And I was embarrassed because you were trying to figure out where could you take people. You couldn't take them to Fish Fry. You couldn't take them underneath the dock, you know. But when you look at the Bahamian restaurants and eateries, then you compare them with the foreign restaurants, the internet. Aaron, it's like night and day, man. We need to do something better. I don't know who. When you look at the product that we're presenting to the world in the tourism sector underneath the bridge, seriously?
Okay, so
it's a shanty town concept, Aaron. It's a shanty town concept. And I don't know what Chester can he see?
Let me tell you something. I stop even thinking about getting food from under the bridge, but here's why. The food is great, you know. I mean, I see the plates, the people go, the food is great. But let me tell you why I stopped going. You remember when the government said, listen, we are renovating, we're revamping the movement of traffic under the bridge? And they put up all kinds, they bought all these big, huge planters to stop the people from parking illegally. They spray all the no parking signs on the bridge, right? They had a system set up. And the Bahamians basically cuss that up the planters. They throw their car anywhere. They just throw their car anywhere. Like you say, it's a shanty town. Because both the vendors are trying to make the best of the situation they find themselves in. I don't know the strength or the unity of the association down there. And if they move lockstep or what. But the food is great. But like you say, it's a shanty town. And for me, the fact that the vendors just ignored the policy decision, ignored the police instruction, ignored all the signs and indicators of how they're supposed to behave, that just caused me to not go. But, there are some great Arawaki vendors. There's some great Potoski vendors. But if you don't have time in the food, shut it down. If you don't have time in the stew fish and the stew conch, and the steamed fish and the peas and rice, if it don't have time in it, it ain't Bahamian. Shut it down. That's why you can't take people there when you say you're giving them an authentic Bahamian experience, because it's supposed to have time in it. And the stew fish supposed to have tomato in it. It's supposed to be red, not dark brown, right? Like, y'all just bastardize everything and then mash up Bahamians because they don't want to support you. Do you see what it is you're actually doing? Anyway, listen, thank you very much, caller. I'm going to take this next caller some text. We go into a break, and then on the other side of the break, I got two guests. We got to do this daily dose of positive because we've been rowing a little bit. I've been rowing a little bit this morning. I like it. I don't mind. I like it. So on the next side of the break, we're going to run through these texts, and then we're going to get to some positive happening in the country. And don't mind my critique of the Prime Minister's address and the opening of the legal year, you know. These are the leaders. These are the people who volunteered for the job. And in that, they're going to learn how to take what the young folks call the chafing. We're going to a break. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Bahamian voters, listen up. The Parliamentary Registration Department is running voter verification right now. It helps keep the voters register accurate and secure, so every eligible Bahamian can cast their vote confidently. This is your chance to make sure your information is correct and up to date. Bring your passport and voter's card to your nearest verification center and make sure your voice counts this election. One Bahamas, one vote, verify.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else, all to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Monrovia's dissolved into chaos amidst the worst street fighting in 7 years of civil war. West African peacekeeping troops have lost control, and aid agencies, including the Red Cross and United Nations, have joined the exodus.
Heroin eyes, I can see you behind my disguise. The gun strap and boots that don't fit right. The kids left to fight the war again. What kind of amends? I buried my mom, I buried my dad, I buried a friend. Hard to believe in a new when your heart is hard as a man. Peace talks, but the peace talks is Stalin again.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. You see that song right there? That song is, I think the name is We Will Pray You to Death. But he was rescued from, I think it's maybe Liberia, he was rescued from a war-torn state as a little child, right? And his music is a reflection of his experiences and what he wants to put into the world. But that song in particular is about a group of women, of religious women, who pray the devil away.
Yeah.
That's the song, Pray the Devil Away.
There is, in Paris, the British were going to attack, and all the men, for some reason, decided not to fight. And Genevieve, who is now a saint, she gathered all the women, and they prayed, and they saved Paris.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So joining me this morning, I've got Diana Hamilton, and I've got Duquesa Dean in the Zoom room. Diana, we're going to go to Duquesa right now. Duquesa! Duquesa Dean! All right, while we're waiting for the question, because you see I had it in the Zoom room for forever, and I want to apologize if we missed her. The call got rolling, you know, and I didn't want to shut it down. However, the Jeannie Dean Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group is excited to present their wellness program. This program is running from January this month to June, right? 6 months of the year. Step into wellness, caring for mind, body, and spirit. There will be health discussions. There'll be gentle activities like walking and stretching. It's a welcoming space for all fitness levels, right? This activity will take place every third Saturday of the month. third Saturday monthly from January to June, right? And here's where it's going to take place. It's going to take place at the Jeannie Dean Sharing and Caring Cancer Support Group office on East Avenue, Centerville. East Avenue, Centerville. The third Saturday of every month starting at 7 a.m. Health discussions, gentle activities like walking and stretching, and a welcoming space for all fitness levels. If you got questions to ask, take advantage of this space. Why? Because our NHI doctors are willing to help. Like my doctor's always, right, always wanting to answer questions. She always got a bunch of patients, all with questions. And when the office filled with little children, you can't be mad. So to speak to healthcare professionals about issues that may be persistent, may be bothering, something that you know you need to start checking up on and, you know, focusing on more. And when they say gentle activities like walking and stretching, listen, I bet you they're going to have one of those, you know, the sit down in the chair sessions. If you all be on the internet, like I be on the internet, they got things for old people on the internet. These sit, so you're sitting in a chair and you're doing the same exercises that people are doing standing up, right? But because you're in the chair with your age or your lack of mobility at this time, you can do the same exercises that somebody standing up is doing. Listen, it is great and it's even more fun when you do it as a group. Now, Saturday the 17th of January, 2026. Saturday the 17th of January is the date for this month's Step Into Wellness event. And the vendor, you know, you get excited when you hear the name Back to the Bush. Back to the Bush is the name of the vendor. So I imagine you have a great opportunity to talk to people who work with Bush medicine about Bush medicines, not that you should start taking right away, but Bush medicines you should take with you to your doctor and say, doctor, I know I'm on this and this. Am I able to take this Bush medicine with that? Get as much information as you can. Ask as many questions as you can because it's your body, right? And use the resources available to you to take care of it. Step Into Wellness, caring for mind, body, and spirit. The wellness program presented by Jeannie Dean Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group. All right. Let's go to the phone line just very quickly, and then we're going to talk. Caller. We missed you. Let's try this one here. Good morning, caller. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Sharon Johnson, yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Can I make a recommendation that I did 15 years or more ago?
Oh, sure.
Okay, you know, like you go under the bridge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Today we have modular housing. You know, I could bring a complete building their kitchen in one part.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but the beauty of it is we could actually put them over the water, insert catchment baskets underneath them, insert water, I mean, connect them to a sewer system that's onshore or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and actually you'll eventually widen the road. On top of the buildings, because they're the way they're designed, you can have places to sit, talk, chat, do whatever. You can have a porch in the back of it.
Yeah.
And the same way we look at our key, you know, you have these people there, and we have proven that there was a hazard. And luckily, no one was in occupied those buildings or whatever to the capacity mm-hmm. when those fires caught. But we could build the same type of thing, do a purpose design for mm-hmm. our key, one story, two stories, walkway, mezzanine, whatever it is. And because you're using prefab construction, brought to the site with all utilities in, tiles mm-hmm. already done, whatever it is, it's not rocket science.
Nancy Allen, I lived in when I was in university in London for 3 minutes, the apartments that we lived in, right, the dorm I was in was an 8-story apartment block with like 7 different blocks, right?
Right.
They had modular bathroom. It was this plastic box that they fit right into the room. Everything I needed was right in that room. Like, I saw what you see, Alan.
But let me just say this.
Yeah.
When I came home, right, I tried to get from tourism and the rest of them permission to buy bathrooms to Jhonkunu, Gombe, and all those different things.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have sit on top of a test ticket, you would empty, mm-hmm. but you'd put them on the side of the road, fully function even with custodian. 20 years ago, 15 years ago, that you don't have to do this on the side of the road, whatever. It's like we're stuck in, like stuck on stupid. But just let me say, the economist that's on there, he was right on, right? The problem we have is that he talked about the $3 billion in lazy money, and I talked also about the $4 billion of dead money in the bush.
Mm-hmm.
We could have the banks forced to bring them into the marketplace because the DARE bill that the FNM created opens all kind of doors for financing. And it's amazing that we build such a wonderful creature that Donald Trump is now talking about inserting $38 trillion into it. Now, understand this. If a million is a day, a billion is a thousand, I mean, if a million is a year, a billion is a thousand years, and a trillion is a million years. And he's about to insert that into something that we were one of the first market movers. We were the first market movers even mm-hmm. in the CBD, the Central Bank Depository Coin, and various different things. But it seems like we are good at starting things, but never have the mindset to build on it. And just to say this, because in Grand Bahama, the opportunities for the 25 to 35,000 rooms that is needed, the 60,000 homes and whatever else, this is an opportunity for behemoths to simply find 1,000 individuals, 100 people, to give them $1,000 or $10,000 with a proper business plan for us to actually begin to own the economy. The systems are in place, and the question you have to ask yourself, if it has been in place for 7 years, 8 years, mm-hmm. 9 years, why haven't individuals in Parliament come to us, explaining to us the ability to use these tools to build...
Understand
you know,
them. That's all, because they don't understand
thank
them.
You so much.
Mansi Allen, listen, thank you. Thank you for that insertion. You just expand the whole conversation. On the way into the studio, I spoke with Mr. Pinder. I hadn't even heard the show because I was jammed up in that traffic. And I was telling him I would like to invite him on the show to talk about the Chicchani and raccoon economy of the Bahamas. It turns out that's the exact conversation he was having on air with the money in the bush that y'all can't find. Because you don't know what the bush look like anymore. Let's get to my guest in studio. Diana Hamilton is joining us. Now, Diana is a regular contributor on the show. I really appreciate her input. She is the accordion aficionado in the country. And if you don't know why that's important, that's important because accordion is a part of a base of the rake and scrape genre. And if we're going to keep rake and scrape alive, we have to keep the practice of the accordion alive in this town. But this morning, Diane is here to talk to us about a fundraiser. How is our friend Jedi doing?
Jedi is fine. She's growing. She's 7 now.
Okay.
And I spoke to her mom, and Jedi is, she loves music. She's trying out drums. She's, she loves water and stuff. So, she's alive.
Good stuff. She's living.
She's alive and living and she's following her heart.
Where are her taking her right now?
To music,
good
apparently.
Stuff.
Yeah. Isn't that where music comes from?
Yeah, absolutely. All right. I was born without eyes and a heart full of love, right?
That's right.
But because of she was born without eyes, she requires regular surgical procedures to ensure that her facial structure and her cranium and the facial structure are all growing in a harmonious way.
That's right.
There we go.
That's right. So it's a yearly thing. And so it's, you know, if you have a child with that kind of birth defect, then it's expensive.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Okay. And because you've got to travel. It can't be done here. And so 3 years ago, I wrote that first Christmas story during COVID because I said, my God, all they talk about is COVID. What about the children?
Right.
So I wrote a Bahamian Christmas story about this little boy that writes Santa. And he says, if you could bring John Canoe, that would be, you know, so Christmas without John Canoe is like a bird without feathers. And I said, I want to use this. Well, I was inspired to use that to start this thing.
Fundraiser
for Jedi.
All right.
And so every year there's a Christmas story.
There's a new Christmas story.
This year I put two Christmas stories. Was so generous. She went into the studio and she recorded a story that I learned from my brother Michael that is a true story about this little boy named Butters that disappears, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you know, that's great. I'll turn that into a story. And Cookie narrated. And then Esther had played Mama Baker Johnny Cake on the accordion that was recorded in studio. And so I stuck that together because with each story comes a song.
Mm-hmm.
With a Bahamian Christmas story, there's a beautiful video with images. You know.
All right. So how do we donate? How do we support this fundraiser? How do I get to the stories, Butters, the disappearance of Butters in the bush, and the little people, and the little boy whose only request on his Christmas list was
to have John Canoe.
Right. How do we access it, and how do we donate? How do we give towards this?
I want to thank you. There's a very beautiful card, and I wanted a Black Santa shaking cowbells, so that was done by Art Man first.
Okay.
And then Aiken, I said, I need him dressed. I want when the kids see him, and it can be framed. And so this is our John Canoe Santa.
It is definitely a John Canoe Santa.
And so you have two QR codes.
On the postcard.
On the card. And the child can scan, and it will take them directly to the story, to the song. And you can find them, Commonwealth Fabric in Palmdale and the Organic Store in Palmdale.
Okay.
You can also contact me. And I'm taking the kids, the accordion ensemble, we're going out there on Saturday
outdoor
in Palmdale.
Okay.
In front of Commonwealth in the street, and we're going to play. So, you know, to promote this stuff for Jedi.
All right. Listen, a lot of people a lot of older people who can no longer maintain themselves and their autonomy on the family island have had to move to Nassau with their people, right? They love this old school music. It reminds them of the island, man. If you get some elder people that you're responsible for, if you live in with the Tree Score and 10 gang, bring them out on Saturday. What time y'all going to be out there?
Around 3. I'll tell you something about the accordion. The accordion was played on every island in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to honor those people, right? And so I'd like to shout out to Cartwrights on Long Island that are keeping it kicking. And
now, Cartwright is a band, the Cartwright family.
The Cartwright family. Okay, so I think his name isn't coming to me, but Mr. Cartwright's cousin is playing. He's been playing, and I'm hoping at the last dance that I launched last year to bring together the children of the colonizers and the children of the colonized. And what brings them together? The accordion, the quadrille that was borrowed from
and
the
playing
French.
In the bush.
And
no, that's how me and Adrian White know each other. From Johnson Road.
That's right.
Playing in the bush.
That's who we are.
Yeah,
bush people.
That bring us together.
That's right.
Absolutely. Y'all don't play with my MP, you know. He could pork. With jokes. That's the worst type of porking, when they could pork you with jokes. Anyway, listen, Butters and the Little People, yeah. And the second story.
The other one is a Bahamian Christmas story.
A Bahamian Christmas.
And that's with the little boy who...
And Commonwealth
Fabric, the Organic Store. They can call me 812-8768.
And then on Saturday, at what time?
And on Saturday at 3 o'clock, we'll be out there. And we'll
in front of Commonwealth
and we'll be Commonwealth Fabric.
Sorry, Commonwealth Fabric.
And we'll be playing. The kids will be out there with their accordion.
Oh, that's going to be a wonderful time. Hey, DeQuest, are you in the Zoom room?
I'm right here waiting.
You better have my chair for Saturday the 17th. I come into chair-size, man.
Man, you better come chair-size. That is perfectly fine.
Good stuff.
That is perfectly fine.
Okay, good stuff. Let people know what's happening on the 17th of January before I go to the text line.
Awesome. So on this coming Saturday, the 17th of January, our cancer group is kicking off its Step Into Wellness program. This program is designed to get cancer patients, survivors, and their families into movement. And that's so important from a prevention perspective, but also for getting cancer patients and survivors more mobility and flexibility. So if you're a cancer patient, survivor, if you're a family member, a caretaker, we invite you to join us this coming Saturday. Exercise is vital for longevity. When you are depressed or sad, if you just start exercising, those happy endorphins kick in, mm-hmm. and your mood lifts. So apart from the exercise that will be done by Coach Ali, we're doing Zumba, but we're also going to be doing our breathing exercises, and we're going to be providing free breakfast that morning, souse, as long as supplies last as well. So we want to...
I am sorry, we lost you there. Saturday, 17th of January at the Jeannie Dean Support Group.
Come and show up and come celebrate my birthday with me. Come celebrate my birthday with me that day.
We come in. Saturday, the 17th of January. Now, where's your office on East Avenue?
When you come through the corner by Centerville Food Store, midway through on the right is a two-story coral building.
Mm-hmm.
That is our office called Commonwealth House.
Okay.
You'll see us.
Awesome.
See us right out there.
All right. See you Saturday.
Thank you so much.
All right, see you then. You're welcome. All right. Let's get to the text line. My texter, come on, says nothing. This is terrible. I hate this country. Nothing to say. Road closures. Hate living here. Nothing is done correctly. I'm so glad we kept the dose of positive for the end of the shows. Couple things happening correctly, but we're going to get it together. Traffic light on Mackey Street been down for several weeks. No sign of getting fixed. Now, you say Mackey, do you mean Market and Shirley Street? Or where on, because there's only two on Mackey, the north and the south, right? On Wolf Road, because I had a detour that was working. And I went through the one yesterday morning on Mackey and Shirley, and that was working. But if you mean Market, yes, get the light at Market and Shirley Street fixed, man. That's right next to Central Bank. What y'all doing? Here's another text. Hey, Aaron, since you like to use the word allegedly, you think one of your LGBTQ friend in Minnesota was allegedly shot and killed by ICE for trying to run him over? That was a wild, wild scene. I want to be very careful how I talked about that because I'm inclined to pull out the stop list. And that's why I'm not in charge of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Good morning, Aaron. I got caught up in that horrible gridlock on Shirley Street this morning. The frustration is real. The time for talking is over. Apart from the oversaturation of vehicular traffic on the streets and the horrific management of traffic, the time has passed for serious consideration to be given for engineers to construct overpaths, redesign the streets or whatever, but something has to be done. We haven't actually hit oversaturation of cars, you know. It's bad driving. It's people who refuse to acknowledge what is required of them on the road. We don't teach people how to use the road. We only teach them how to move car forward and backward. Here's another text. Good morning, Aaron. I'm an average listener to Guardian. I am concerned about Anton, the regular caller. I've not heard from him since last year. I hope he's okay. Anton, the people want to hear from you. They hear your voice and they just want to make sure you're okay, and I ain't mad at that. Good day. Did the government consult the vendors before they throw up their obstructions? Do the vendors consult the government before they throw up their obstructions? Signed, a road user. Also, no mayonnaise in the Kong salad. Texter. Since we laying down the law, let the people them in Grand Bahama put the mayo in the Kong salad, though, because sometimes it just tastes like crawfish salad. It ain't half bad. It just ain't half what I know. But the Bahamas is an archipelago of archipelagos. Something could be different somewhere. I got to go. We all out of time. Let's support Jedi. Let's support Jeannie Dean Cancer Support Group. Let's support Bahamians. And most of all, let's support C.A. Nuri. Tune in. Guardian Radio AM is up next.
Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com. Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.